The Agricultural Appropriations Bill in the House is carrying some extra baggage in the form of amendments that address issues some tried to get into the Farm Bill. One of those is the GPSA rider, which would restrict some of USDA's authority under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa says there is no such rider in the Senate Ag Appropriations Bill.
We have this ill-advised GPSA rider in the House bill, preventing 8 sections of the proposed rule from being finalized. Many of the sections that would be blocked are new definitions that give the Department of Agriculture more tools to help producers. The House bill also blocks the enforcement or regulatory actions related to 3 sections that were already made final. The livestock title of the 2008 Farm Bill was added to help level the playing field for producers against meat processors who operate a highly concentrated industry. These attempts at rolling back some of the progress Congress made in helping growers deal with continued concentration in the meat industry are concerning. It's something I'll be watching very closely.
Changing GPSA was one of several provisions for livestock producers that Congressman Steve King of Iowa fought unsuccessfully to include in the new Farm Bill.
I think that our grain producers, our feed grain producers in particular, they're pretty well protected in this. And the number one thing going into it was to preserve a good risk management program. And the heart of that, of course, is crop insurance. But the short end of the stick, and some would call that something else on the end of that stick, went to livestock. And it's too bad. It's too bad that we could not have at least made cool country of origin labeling voluntary. I would simply repeal it. It is a bad idea. Second thing is the GPSA ruling. It's putting unnecessary burden on our producers, and it's wasting good animals that could otherwise be on the table and be marketed. And the third thing is my amendment that prohibits the states from regulating the means of production of our food products. I just can't imagine how there's a flaw in that rationale. We're going to continue to push those provisions that we didn't get into the Farm Bill, and of course that was the best vehicle, so it's awfully hard to find a must-pass piece of legislation that we could put any one of those 3 unsuccessful amendments on.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.